Livewire with Paul Turner.
So this time round on the show, I'd like to welcome Joe McKeldry. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, nice to speak to you.
Thank you very much. It's good to talk to you too.
So before you became famous on X Factor, was it a case that you wanted to be famous? Some people do, some people just want to be a singer. What was it?
I wanted to be a singer. I just wanted to perform. I didn't really kind of think about the whole kind of fame side of things. So I suppose that obviously doing a show like X Factor, it's a byproduct of that. A pretty big byproduct. But yeah, I mean, singing was kind of the first thing that I wanted to do.
And how old were you when you decided you wanted to be a singer?
I think I was about 14, 15 maybe.
And how did you get involved with X Factor? Obviously, I've spoke to people that have been on the show before, but how easy was it to get on there for you?
Well, I mean, I went to the audition and signed up, and kind of that took it from there. That's kind of where it all started. So, I mean, it's a pretty big selection process leading up to the show, certainly. So it was quite difficult.
And would you recommend it to anyone who?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's given me a huge platform. And, you know, 6 years down the line, I'm still able to do so many really good things. So yeah, it's all good.
So that was 2009 for you, I believe.
2009, yeah.
Gosh, where does it go? Now, obviously, you had some bad luck that year, I believe, because there was a Simon Cowell war, wasn't there, with the music, so you unfortunately got to number two instead of number one?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I think it was a very well thought out chart battle. We got to number one the week after, and I think, you know, it became a historic chart battle, so I'm sure in some ways that we're still talking about it now, so they obviously did some sort of a favour, I think.
That's very true. Very true. How many sales have you had, do you reckon, altogether at the moment?
What? Of everything?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I try not to get involved in all the numbers.
Yeah, I have a figure here of 2 million.
Oh, well, that could probably be about right.
A studio album, Wide Awake, released under the Psycho Sony record label. Up-tempo songs and ballads. Was that your choice to do up-tempo and ballads, or was that down to the record company?
I think it's a mutual decision, you know. We went into a lot of meetings to discuss the song choices. I spent a lot of time in the studio. I would say it was like a joint effort.
Do you write any of your own songs?
I do, yeah. I wrote about four or five tracks for my fourth album. The two that we're doing at the minute, that you've listened to, there's some new material in there that I've written too.
And do you ever plan to write for anybody else in the future?
I mean, whenever you write kind of songs, you can kind of put them out there for other artists. I haven't as of yet, but, you know, sometimes there's certain songs that I've written and I've sang them, and I think, actually, that doesn't really match my voice. So, I mean, possibly, it's something that I could possibly do, yeah.
You did a Christmas album, which I personally don't remember that one, but I guess that's in a lot of people's collections. Did that do well?
It did, yeah, it did. It was really fun to do that album, actually, because I love Christmas. It's one of my favourite times of the year. So to be able to record all of my favourite tracks, and obviously it was kind of a mix of the classical stuff, mixed with the Christmas songs, and that we did last Christmas, All Holy Night. It was a real mix of like the carols and then the Christmas pop songs. So it was a really fun album to go out and promote, and kind of be, you know, I spent like 6 months of the year promoting Christmas, which was quite surreal. I recorded it in the summer. It was quite a strange feeling being in a studio in the boiling hot sunshine singing about snow and Christmas trees.
It's quite funny when people recall Christmas albums usually in the summer. It must seem a bit strange.
It does. It's very strange.
You did a Miley Cyrus cover and did well with that in Ireland and in England. How did that one come about?
Well, that was the winning single off The Climb. Off the X Factor. So that was the clown.
And who was that? You that actually picked that track to do?
Well, that, when you do the show, the winner single's actually picked for you, leading up to the show. So everybody records the same song, and then obviously the winner, whoever wins, releases it.
Did it take long to practice that?
Sorry?
Did it take long to practice that, to rehearse it?
No, not really. I mean, we spent a lot of time in the studio recording it, which kind of, as you're going along doing it, kind of helps you to learn it as well.
So would you have learned it within a week or so?
Yeah, I mean, you have to. On the show, you only have a week to learn every song. So quite a quick turnaround.
Yeah, somebody told me that they got a song at the beginning of the week and halfway through the week it was changed and they had to learn a brand new one.
Sometimes that happens.
That must be terrible. Nerve-wracking.
But, you know, I think, it is terrible, but, you know, there's things it certainly puts you in a good, it certainly is a good learning curve for how the industry is, because there's sometimes things that you get asked to do work-wise or concert-wise, and sometimes you have to make last-minute changes 10 minutes before the show goes up, you know, and you've got to cut a song and add a new one to fill time or something like that. So them kind of environments that you're putting on X Factor, I think, although it's quite ruthless and it's hard to cope with as a new performer, it actually is teaching you what you need to learn about the industry very fast. So I didn't mind that whole side of it, because I felt like when I left the show, I'd learned a lot from the kind of fast pace of it all and picking everything up.
Yeah, kept you on your toes then.
It does, definitely does.
Now, one of your biggest moments, I guess, that you'll never forget, you performed for Her Majesty the Queen.
Yes, I did, yeah. I've actually met her a few times, which has been amazing. It's always obviously a massive honour to be asked to perform for her, but then when you get invited to these events and you're fortunate enough to meet her as well, it's wonderful.
Was that more nerve-wracking than going on X Factor?
Well, I think you just don't want to mess up. If there's one person you don't want to mess up in front of, it's probably the Queen, isn't it?
definitely. Have you been on any other of these reality shows and won anything?
You know, I've done lots of really fun things. I've been lucky enough to do a lot of fun things, which has been nice. And the nice thing about this year is that I've just spent most of the year touring, you know, going around the country and doing a lot of live shows. I'm in Blackpool at the minute doing Tommy, the rock opera musical. So we've just opened with that, which has been really nice. It's up here for a limited run. And then straight back out onto the tour in October, right up until Christmas. So just kind of looking forward to travelling, getting back out around the UK and seeing everyone again. Because I had so much fun at the start of the year with the tour, we decided to kind of add a few more days.
I believe you was on a Channel 4 skiing show?
I was, yes.
How did that come about?
See, I just got asked to be a part of the show. And it seemed like a fun thing to do, so I did it.
And you're writing for your next album, which is your fifth album.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
What sort of types of songs do we expect to hear on that?
I mean, it's very in the planning stages at the minute, so it's not kind of definite of what the actual songs are going to be. I've just kind of been writing, recording, trying demos, covering songs, seeing if they fit with the kind of theme of what we're going for, and just trying to make it work, really, and seeing if it's something that kind of crosses, I suppose, all the genres that I've been doing over the past couple of years.
For anybody that hasn't heard of you, which I suppose there must be some people, what sort of genres of music would you class yourself as doing?
I've done a couple of pop albums and a classical crossover album.
Now, can you tell us about your charity work?
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of work with the Teenage Cancer Trust, lot of, fundraising stuff. I've done the Great North Run 3 or 4 times, do a lot of bike rides. Whenever I'm kind of travelling around the country, I visit the units around the country and just try and, you know, raise the profile of the importance of how important these units are. And, you know, we do a lot of fundraising. Like, we did a 300-mile bike ride last year from Scotland down to Newcastle, and the year before that we did the coast-to-coast from the Lake District to Newcastle. You know, just kind of like fun things that raise the awareness but raise some money at the same time.
So what are your plans for the future, forgetting off, you know, after this tour and everything? What about the next couple of years?
I'm doing Joseph next year. Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat. I'm going on tour with that in February till July. And then I'm going to try and have a little bit of time off. I haven't had a lot of time off recently.
We all need a rest. do you get time to do social media at all?
I do a lot of tweeting, Instagram, Facebook. It's a really good way of keeping in touch with the fans and stuff, which is nice.
That's right. That's one good thing now, isn't it? Where years ago, people couldn't keep in touch with their fans all the time unless there was a fan club.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a personal website at all?
Yes, joemckelveyofficial.com.
And does that list all the tour dates and everything?
Yeah, that will tell you everything that's going on.
That's good. Okay. Well, we got a track called Ambitions we're going to play in just a moment. And I'll get you to introduce that. Before that, I'd like to wish you luck with everything in the future.
Thank you.
And hope all goes well. And I'm sure we'll speak to you in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you very much.
So if you'd like to introduce Ambitions, we'll end the show off with that.
This is Ambitions, and I hope you enjoy it.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media.